I asked you before about rain a little bit, and we talked about a sprinkle, a little light sprinkle being the lightest rain that there was. Is there something a little heavier than that that you would call going? You said now the heaviest was pouring down, or pour down.
Pouring down.
All right, now then the lightest would be a sprinkle. Was there something in between?
We got a light shower.
All right, that'd be a shower.
Quick.
Or a light, or a heavy shower.
It's a little heavier than a sprinkle. Sprinkles don't do that much. Sprinkle in a shower. Well, we got a good shower today. You know that means wet the ground all around.
I see. Do you have anybody use the term mist?
Which?
Mist.
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 A mist. Mist.
Mist.
That doesn't ring a bell. Okay. Did you ever hear a shower called a fodder shower? I ran across that term too down around Natchez. Apparently it had something to do with this. It was the time you got the fodder, you pulled the fodder, or you got fodder, I don't know. I have to go back and listen to my tape. They tried to explain it to me.
Pulling a fodder?
Fodder, you know, for your cattle. It had something to do with that.
I did that, you know.
Yeah.
Pulling fodder?
Uh-huh.
We do that way. People used to say with a cattle name, stump. Way back in my days, you know, we have our cone at the roasting yard, get off, get the cone, and get hard. We go up and pull all them blades off of it. And go to a certain distance with time to get them, hang them on that yard cone. Then when we get ready to hold this part in, we go back and take off five or six of them off these years of corn, tie them together, make a big bundle out of them, and pitch them to a heap row, then we go along and haul them, pull them to the end.
Hold it, pitch them into a what?
A heap row.
What's a heap row?
Meanwhile, we got them all piled, we're going to pick them up out of that heap row.
Oh, what else would be in a heap row? Well, just fodder or pitching?
Well, we can put, like you're digging potatoes, pulling corn, we all have a heap row. So we have a heap row, we put all that in that one row, and that we put five, six rows in that one row. Then we get it out of heap row, you see. So we got heap row all over the field and we haul it out.
I didn't know that. I never heard that before. Would hay ever be put in a heap row?
Hay?
Hay.
Hay be windrow.
It'd be a windrow. Well, okay. There we go again. Okay, then something like a vegetable would be put in a heap row. And the hay would be put in a windrow or something that you mow like that.
That's
would
right. It'd be put in a windrow. In the row.
Would they look? It'd be the same kind of thing? What would a windrow look like?
Well, it'd be a long pile, just like a pile, but you see, put it in a windrow, and they come along with a bale, you're going to pick it up out of that windrow and bale it, you know.
Now, we talked before about hay and putting it in stacks, you know, and up on a hay rack and something. Yeah. Would you put it in a windrow first before you gathered it up, or would this be only if you're going to bale it?
Well, if you got to load it, haul it in, depends upon how you're going to hold it. Hold it.
I see.
If you're going to, you windrow it, then you dry it on a windrow, pick it up and put it on your wagon, whatever you're going to truck with it, then bring it and put it on your shock, where you're going to put it in the shock it up in.
I see.
So you're moving it out the field then. You windrow it when it's in the field, and you move from the windrow to the back to the barn or else to your shock while you're going to shock it in. Then if you ain't going to put it in no shock, you ain't going to bail it right now. Then you shock it in the field. Get five, six windrows together and make a great big shock like that along that car sheet of yarn, it'll be up high there. Then you hit it, cut it down right, then you later on you come back and bale it up.
I see, well, I don't think I've ever seen a heap row, but I haven't been around much when they were harvesting vegetables.
Now, we main raising watermelon farm. First thing we do, we pull these watermelons, put them in a heap row. Well, when the truck comes, we drive right down that heap row, pick up all the watermelons off that heap row, and maybe have a truck full on that one heap row.
That makes it convenient for gathering it up.
Yeah, gathering it up, that's right.
Yeah.